Can we talk a little bit about the family circumstances, especially in a rather rigidly class-oriented society as Vienna was in the early 20th century? Eric's immediate family owned a coffee house.
Yeah, they owned a coffee house, and they were not rich, but well off, mm-hmm. you know, in the early days, in his early childhood. But they were not educated people, and that made them lower middle class mm-hmm. people. They had a nice apartment in this house. It was Heine Straße 42. Mm. The street was then called Heine Straße mm-hmm. after the poet Heine. Mm-hmm. No? And it was a corner house that bordered the Praterstern, a big mm-hmm. square, which had the Heine Straße on one side, and the windows went into the Heine Straße, and here was the big street, which is called the Praterstraße. Mm-hmm. It's still called the Praterstraße. Yes. And the windows looked on the Heine Straße and the big square, which was called the Praterstern. Mm-hmm. It was called Praterstern because it had, L'Étoile in Paris, it had so many streets landing mm-hmm. into it like rays. Now, right opposite was the North railway station. Mm-hmm. It was a railway station where the people arrived from the North, which means Czechoslovakia and Poland.
Mm-hmm.
And east was the Prater.
Mm-hmm.
Prater is, you probably have heard, one part of it is the so-called Wurstelprater.
Yes.
Which is like an amusement park. Mm-hmm. It has coffee houses, and some of these coffee houses were quite elegant, and mm-hmm. even the nobility frequented them. You know, when they went mm-hmm. To have a good time, they would come down there. And of course, then came a part of the Prater that had tree-lined alleys, mm-hmm. Alleys, as you call them.
Right.
And the trees are chestnut trees in the spring. It's very, very beautiful. Everything this is chestnuts in blooms like candles. And it's a very, very broad avenue, through mm-hmm. which the Kaiser would daily make his outings.
Mm-hmm.
He would come down in his carriage from Schönbrunn and go through the Prater and back, And on the two sides of this big allee were riding bridle paths, mm-hmm. and there the nobility would ride along to see the Kaiser and greet him. And mm-hmm. so this was quite an imposing picture, probably. And from their balcony, they could see the Kaiser coming down.
Yes.
When you look to the west, you could see from the balcony the hills of the Wienerwald, with their castles on it and ruins, mm-hmm. Which reminded you of the past. So I think it was a very stimulating place,
Yes.
And this romantic trait that Eric is showing in his music, I think, was nurtured there. Both by the Prater,
mm-hmm.
behind these allees and princely, riding things was the big park, which was a wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
There lovers would meet, and it was birds and deer and everything you mm-hmm. could meet there. It was the former hunting region of the emperor, which he had at one time given to the to the people of.
Mm-hmm. There's such proximity to mm-hmm. the Prater,
so,
probably encouraged this.
Sure.
Eric's love of nature music. Certainly of ceremonial music,
yes.
which figures in many of his compositions.
But also the railway station, I think, had its influence, because from the railway station would come the young peasant girls in their colorful costumes.
Mm-hmm.
They were coming to be nursemaids.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, the rich ladies would not nurse their children themselves. They would have these peasant girls who were strong and they left their children, usually illegitimate children, behind with the grandparents and came to the city to earn money.
Mm-hmm.
With